Sometimes people become surprised to see someone who externally has the symptoms of following religion, he falls into wicked activities, wicked-minded activities. Why is it so? Because it's very easy to change one's externals, but the wicked mentality is so deep-rooted that even after one accepts a religious disguise, still one's wicked mentality doesn't go away very easily. Because unless one is spiritually elevated and purified of all one's tendencies, one cannot exactly behave as a spiritual person. Like Ramchandra Khan was a religious head, but at the same time he had the wicked mentality to assassinate the character of Haridas Thakur. On the other hand, the prostitute was thoroughly irreligious from an external point of view. Because she was completely fallen, she had no other shelter other than completely firmly taking shelter of Krishna's holy name when she heard the holy names from the mouth of Haridas Thakur. So one shouldn't become very satisfied by having some external religious symptoms of piety, and that shouldn't make one think now one has become a great soul, because the wicked mentality is deep rooted and sometimes one who appears like a religious person again can fall prey to a mahapataka activity or greatly sinful activity. It is said, nama jata paradanam namanye baharantyagam. It is said, the aparadas or the offenses that arise while chanting the holy names of Krishna can be eradicated only by chanting of the holy name. But this is not to say that simply if one keeps chanting Hare Krishna regularly, then aparadha goes away. It is not like that. One should make a systematic plan to get rid of the wicked mentality. That is why there are so many songs. Ye mana durmati samsara bhitore. In that song, he says, Durmanamati. This is not the only song. There are innumerable songs which talk about the wicked mentality. A wicked mentality of envy, false pride, arrogance, and such qualities. Why a devotee should make plans to give up those qualities by offering intense prayers to the Lord, begging Him to relieve one of such bad qualities, tendencies, in the execution of Krishna consciousness. And with such prayer, when one approaches the chanting of the holy names of Krishna with the intense desire to pay attention to the holy name, with the desire to remove all the offenses while chanting the holy name, and then when one chants the holy name, then only this is acceptable. Nama jata aparadhanam namanyev harantyagam. Then the holy name will help a person to rise above all the lower tendencies, and the holy name will cleanse all the lower tendencies, and such a wicked-minded person can completely become transformed into a mahatma, giving up all kinds of wicked mentalities, and can become completely purified. There is absolutely no doubt about this. Because in the glorification of the holy names done by Vishnudutas to the sinful Ajamila, in that they give a long list of atrocious activities of one who sets fire to the house, one who kills his own brothers, one who tortures his parents or casts them away without responsibly taking care of them, one who administers poison, or one who has mishandled a woman, either Guru Patni, Brahman Patni, or Raja Patni, or anybody like that, or another man's wife, one who has abducted another man's wife, one who has done all the pataka or mahapataka activities. Even if such a wicked person, if he chants the holy names of Krishna sincerely, approaches with fervent devotion and endeavors to give up such a mentality and wants to become a devotee of the Lord, it is possible for him to become a Mahabhagavad devotee. Even if he is born in the family of cow flesh eaters, mlechas, or dog eaters like chandalas, or somebody even lower than that. Once Prabhupada in a lecture was telling, first class, second class, third class, and he said, sixth class, seventh class, eighth class, ninth class, tenth class also can be delivered. He said, anybody can be delivered. But who can be delivered? One who approaches the holy name with a desire to give up the wicked mentality. Unless a thief desires to give up stealing nature, nobody can help him. Even Krishna cannot help a living entity who wants to maintain his lording over mentality, enjoying mentality, wicked mentality. Krishna doesn't help. Krishna, in fact, a super soul supports him. You want to do this nonsense? Okay, I'll give you support. But individual should want. That want should come from individual. And the devotee association and the spiritual ambience can elevate one to their consciousness to come to the point of desiring the right thing. That is the purpose of the association of Sajjana Sangati or the association of devotees. Sometimes if you keep associating, gradually the desire may awaken in the heart that someday I want to become a better person, I want to become a better individual. Then, nama jata aparadhanam, nama anjeva harantyakam. Harinam Prabhu ki.